is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where the presidential inauguration has been moved indoors on Monday because of the extremely cold weather. This Donald Trump supporter is disappointed.
I would stand in the 5-degree weather in order to support what he's going to do, what he did in the past, and what he's going to do in the future.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports on the new preparations for the indoor ceremony.
Just hours after the decision to move the inauguration indoors, here in the rotunda, they're already setting up the new platform where Donald Trump will be sworn in. Instead of thousands of people watching outside, it'll just be a few hundred in here. The most important of those VIPs, members of Congress, former presidents, cabinet officials, and those visiting dignitaries from around the world.
A viewing area and the inaugural parade will now be inside Capitol One Arena, which can hold about 20,000 people. That is a whole lot less than the 250,000 who were expected to attend the outside festivities. Where CBS News New York chief weathercaster Lonnie Quinn says it is going to be bone-chilling cold.
What do we have in Washington, D.C.? We have a thermometer reading that comes in at 18 degrees, but the winds are whipping at around 30 miles per hour. So 18 is made to feel like 5 to 10 degrees.
So bottom line, if you are heading to the nation's capital for any of the inaugural celebrations, bundle up. The president-elect will apparently not waste any time when it comes to his immigration promises.
On Tuesday, the day after Donald Trump is sworn in as president again, there's word that he plans a large-scale immigration raid in Chicago. The Wall Street Journal also reports that, according to people familiar with the planning, the raid will last all week. President-elect Trump has promised a massive overhaul of U.S. immigration after taking office. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
TikTok could be banned tomorrow after all 9 Supreme Court justices voted to uphold a federal law that would shut the app down unless it's sold by its China-based company by this weekend. So what happens now? CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us.
Donald Trump's going to have to make some move on this one way or the other beginning Monday. And those closely aligned Trump surrogates in the Congress who have said this is a good law, TikTok needs to be gone, may have to get behind whatever Trump chooses to do next.
A lot of schools were damaged or destroyed by wildfires in Southern California. In Altadena, where the Eaton fire raged, parents have concerns about when the kids do go back to school.
There's just a lot of anxiety and an uncertainty. Even once we clean everything, we don't, recontaminate.
The Pasadena Unified School District hopes to get the kids back in their classrooms by the end of the month. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Giannis comes through again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks with another early lead that led to a win over the Raptors in 5-serve form. The final, Milwaukee 130, Toronto 112. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 35 points, a dozen rebounds. Damian Lillard scored 26, but Doc Rivers praised him for his effort on defense.
Dame's intensity defensively has been terrific. It really has. There was a stretch in the first quarter. I thought he was our best defender on the floor at times. Burke and Giannis's ability to attack the basket as far as blocking shots has been great. But Dame's mixing it up. He's attacking more. And that's one thing we've been on him about. The more he goes downhill, the more sets up the threes later, and he's doing that.
The Bucks with another home game tomorrow night against the 76ers. Tip off at 6 o'clock. College basketball, the Milwaukee Panthers with a 79-64 victory over Youngstown State. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team in L.A. against USC today in a Big Ten matchup. A recap coming up tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid-20s today. Wind chills down to 0. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 2. Wind chill to 10 degrees below. Mostly sunny and near 5 Sunday. Wind chill to 15 below.
Right now it's 31.
I love you, but I wanna know. make you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
Scene's home for local news, timeless hits, WRJN, the Trons. Good morning, 6:08 with Rick Johnson. Saturday morning, I know up and early, but some of us early risers have to do that. Thanks for coming along. I've got some of these great timeless hits like this one.
From Radio Park to Reef Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Thank you. Ronstadt, Stone Ponies. Been 98 years, WRJN. We've been providing local news. Now we got these great, great timeless hits along with it. We're freezing right now. Yes, we are. 32 degrees at Radio Park at 614 with Rick Johnson. Saturday morning. And you know what? If you want to help out the people in California, those devastating forest fires. I mean, imagine, you know, having to evacuate with only the clothes in your back. You come back and house is gone. Everything's gone. You know what? You can give those people a hand. It's called the Convoy of Hope. You can find it at our website, civicmedia.us. And thank you for your generosity.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Michael's at WRJN. Do you know what I mean? Of course you know what I mean. Thanks for joining me this morning. 6:18 right now. And holy cow, it's a heat wave. We've jumped up from 32 to 36 degrees right now in Radio Park. And, well, if what they say is all true for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, enjoy this little bit of warm spell while we have it. It's supposed to get cold. But anyway, you know, you've heard us talking about Herman's Hermits and the association tickets and that. Well, I'll tell you what, stirred up a lot of interest. Phone's been ringing off the wall. The texts are coming in like crazy. Tell you what you're going to do. You want to score yourself a set of tickets? Here's a possibility. You've been waiting for these details, and now I've got them for you right now. Dan Marcus had a great conversation with Peter Noon. You know the guy, the lead singer of Herman's Hermits. Yep. Next Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, this coming week, he's going to play back a segment each day along about 10:45. All right. Now, all you got to do is real simple. It's going to be easy. Remember what you heard, because later in the day, somewhere around 3:45 or so, Kirk Volman's going to ask you about the topic that you heard in the earlier interview. Now, get your dialing fingers ready then. Not now. Not now. The first person to call in and recall the highlights will win tickets and details. The rules are all at WRJN.com online if you want to check them out. And, you know, that way you're game. You're ready to go.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
got men's basketball, Wisconsin at USC. Be 1 o'clock this afternoon here at WRJN.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. So sad, but I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. We'll be right back.
Gentries, keep on dancing. Well, I don't know if you want to be dancing around this morning or not, but you got time for another cup of coffee. Go ahead and grab one if you want before you head out the door. It is 6:30 with Rick Johnson at WRJN, and you know what? Weather's going to get down a little bit colder here pretty soon. Let's check it out, okay?
Just Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid-20s today. Wind chills down to zero. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 2. Wind chill to 10 degrees below. Mostly sunny and near 5 Sunday. Wind chill to 15 below. Current temp is 30.
I will always be around.
Well, if your alarm clock didn't get you up, that song definitely would. 6:38 with Rick Johnson, Saturday morning soundtrack. And I got the Beach Boys with the California Girls. And while we have California at the top of mind, don't forget, help out the victims, please, in those devastating forest fires. All you got to do is Convoy of Hope. It's on our website, civicmedia.us. Why don't you go there and see how you can donate and help out, too. Thank you.
Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel all right. And the Northern girls
Steed's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. 30 degrees at Radio Park. Good Saturday morning to you. 6:45 now. Here's the five stair steps. Ooh, child, on WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
I've been lonely so long.
and me, gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
Just need help, girl. Well, you think you're gonna find your
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The inauguration of Donald Trump is now taking place inside due to the extremely cold weather. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with how this will all work now.
Inside, TV cameras and a few hundred dignitaries will be able to watch the swearing-in in person, but not the crowds that were expected outdoors on the National Mall.
I was, like, really excited for my kids to witness it.
Katie Fallis from New York attended Trump's first inauguration and brought her children this time. Friday, President-elect Trump said some supporters will be able to gather in Washington's Capital One Arena to view the swearing-in on screens.